as we celebrate 20 years of Click's journey.
真是非常的感恩和喜乐。 今天我们在一起庆祝 Click 教会的20周年。
You know, when I look around this room, we see faces, families, stories, and lives that represent the faithfulness of God over two decades.
当我看着周围，环顾四周，看着一张张的脸，一个个的生命，一段段的故事，真的很感恩神在20周年里面带领我们走过的每一个路程。
I believe today we are not just remembering about the past, but to celebrate God's goodness and the people He used along the way.
我们今天不仅仅只是庆祝20周年的生日，而是感恩神在20年里面的带领，并且感恩神在20年里面使用我们每位弟兄姐妹。
No, the psalmist says in Psalms 126 verse 3 that the Lord has done great things for us and we are filled with joy.
诗篇126篇第3节里面说，神已经成就了很多的，曾经成就了大事，我们就欢喜。这些经文正是我现在的心情。And
this verse captured what we feel today.
今天这就是我们的心情来庆祝神的作为。From
20 years, a small group in a home to a small church, you know, not very well established ministry, but certainly we had a seed planted in faith.
在20年之前，一个小小的家庭，小组的团契，一直成长到今天小群的教会，一直成长到今天。我们是看到神的热成熟的，到今天成熟的机会，我们看到20年前所种下的信心的种子。
And the early days were filled with uncertainties and challenges, but we have something far more valuable. We had faith, unity, and a deep conviction that God has called us to this work.
20年之前，我们这小小一群，面对着不确定的日子，没有很多的资源，但是感谢神给我们一个合一的心，一个信心，一起来走这段路。
And I really want to honor those early worshippers and founding members of Click Church.
我真的要尊敬跟感谢那些早期的会友一起在这里成立，创始的成员跟同工早期的同工们。
And you believe in the vision when it was just a very small beginning.
你们开始相信这个意向，当只是一个小小的开始的时候。
You know, you gave whatever little you could give, whatever you can, and the sacrifices you made.
你给奉献了你们所拥有的，你那一点一点所能够奉献的，你奉献出来，并且一起带着信心来，一起来参与。
And those days, people wear many hats to just contribute to add value to the church.
在那个时候，许多人身兼数职，一起来。
I still remember a season we have Jimmy Lam and Daniel Ng playing the drums.
我还记得那个时候，Jimmy弟兄跟Daniel弟兄来打鼓。
Those days, as long as you make a joyful noise, that's good enough.
在那些时候，只要你能发出声音，欢乐的声音，那就够好了。
And now you look, year 11 kid now is married with a child.
我们现在那时候。 11年级的学生，他们已经结婚了，并且有小孩子了。
And a small little boy in Sunday school is going to get married in May now.
那时候小小的在主日学的小孩子，现在要准备结婚了，5月份就要结婚了。
Many give sacrificially, give their time, their resources, and whatever they can, though there was no guarantee of success, but except for the promise of God.
那时候很多人。 无私的奉献给你所拥有的，给你。虽然那个时候对将来不知道是什么样的保障，有成功的保障，但只有一个上帝的应许，你们就奉献时间、金钱、能力，全部全心的奉献。
And those days, many were migrants or new migrants in the country.
那些时候，早期的时候，很多人是移民，并且最初的移民，第一代的移民来到这里。
And they have the belief that we are missionary sent. To this country,
我们相信我们是神所差遣的宣教士来到这个国家。
Not just migrants to be blessed by this country,
不仅仅是这个新的移民来到这个国澳大利亚这个国家接受祝福。
And they seek to bless this country, not just paying their taxes, but to bless this country spiritually.
我们来到这个国家，不仅仅只是说要奉献我们的税收，而是属灵上的生命的奉献，祝福给这个国家。
And it's so good to see many old faces here that we have not seen for a while.
很高兴看到很多的面孔，很多时很久已经没见到你们了。
And in the 20 years, many people have come and served during different seasons of Click's journey.
在这二十里面，很多弟兄姐妹在不同的教会、不同的季节一起来侍奉、来工作在这里叫你们侍工。
Some here for many years, like Stephen Sia was here for the first service. I'm glad he's still here.
有些人在这里很多年，就像史蒂芬弟兄，从第一天开始一直到现在还在这边侍奉。
I always say he's part of the furniture here. You know,
说他是教会的化石。
And so many over the many years, some in short season, some in long season, but everyone left their fingerprint in the life of Click Church.
有些人在这里侍奉的时间比较长，有的时候有的人只是一点点。时间，但是他们在教会的生命当中都留下了印记。
So good to have Alex here who designed our first church logo and also the blueprint for the building extension at Click Church.
感谢 Alex 姐妹在这里，她设计的教会的第一个标志。
Now he's a happy grandpa of two grandchildren.
他现在是有两个孙子的祖父了。
So today, I want to thank all those and honor all those who put their hands on the plow.
今天是要感谢那些最早期的那些亲手耕耘的这些弟兄姐妹们。
You know, church life is like a relay. Like a relay race, you pass the baton to one another.
就像我们教会这个生活就像个接力赛，你把接力棒交给这一代，交给下一代。
And the beauty about the kingdom of God is every runner's matter.
但神国度的最美妙的事情，每一组跑的人都有他的特别的重要性。
Every prayer, every act of service, and every sacrifice matter and will count for eternity.
每一个祷告，每一个事工，每一项的所做的事情，对神的国度来说都是非常重要的。
And we want to express thanks for everyone that have contributed throughout this journey of Click Church.
我们要感谢所有的任何所有的弟兄姐妹，在这个教会二十年的生活当中所做的所有的一切的贡献。
Thank you for your yes.
谢谢你的是这个答案。
And this morning, I'm very happy to have our senior pastor back from sabbatical.
我今天早上非常的高兴，有我们的主任牧师从他的安息期当中回到教会。
I've been involved in church for many years to know that not everybody come back from sabbatical.
对我的做一个牧师的经验来说，很多牧师去安息期就不想回来了。
And today, I really want to thank Pastor Kenny.Thank you, Tim, Isabel, and Zach for their yes to Click Church for the last 7 years.
今天我要感谢 Kenny 牧师、新 Q、Tim、Isabel 跟 Zach 他们整个家庭说是愿意来到这个教会。
You know, leadership transition in churches are never small moments.
你知道教会的领导权的交接，在一个教会的生命来说是非常非常重要的。
There are significant milestones in the life of the church.
对教会的里程碑来说，领导权的交接是非常的，一直重要到教会将来发展。
And I want to acknowledge the contribution of Pastor Kenny in taking Click Church to the next level and the establishment of a Mandarin congregation that is 6 years old now.
所以我们感谢 Kenny 牧师在这个教会继续的开展，继续的扩展，在六年前就 开拓了中文堂。
I remember when we first started, after 2 weeks, the COVID lockdown came.
我们知道这个中文堂开始第二星期 整个因为新冠病毒，整个教会就关停止下来关门，是个非常完美的时间。
But when it's birth of God, it will continue, amen.
但是因为上帝的带领，这个教会就会继续的前进。
And that's the beauty about the kingdom of God. The church continues to grow and evolve with new leaders, fresh vision, fresh strength for the mission ahead.
这个就是教会的一个奇妙奥妙的地方。当做教会成长的时候，有新的领袖进来，新的意向进来，教会就继续的向前的成长。
And the story of Click Church continues with all of us.
那归教会的这个故事在我们的生命当中要会继续的下去。
Everyone behind the scene, those that came at 7 a.m. to load up the equipment, to set things up, and to come here for early practice, we acknowledge your contribution.
任何所以在教会当中奉献的，甚至在默默无闻的，像早上七点就过来设置这些所有的设备来排练的，所有这些默默无闻在幕后事工的所有弟兄姐妹，我们都纪念你，都知道你。
And the many people that serve faithfully behind the scene, the children church teachers setting it up for the kingdom kids and so forth, we want to honor and acknowledge you.
就像那些在主日学教导孩子的那些童工们，很多人在那幕后默默无闻的，我们真的要尊敬你，并且要纪念你们一切的所做的。
You know, as a founding pastor, one of the greatest joy is not simply to see how the church begin, but seeing how God continued the stories long after its beginning.
作为一个建堂的牧师，不仅仅只是开始喜欢看到这个教会怎样的成立，并且要看到神继续的怎样书写这个教会的故事，在长久以后可以回过头来看神所做的作为。
I was 45 years old when I preached the first Sunday service at Click Church.
当我45岁的时候，在Click教会做了第一篇的证道。
Pastor Kenny is 47, so he got 20 more years to go.
Kenny 牧师47岁，现在他还有20年的时间继续这个带领这个教会向前走。
Then he can retire at 67 if the government don't increase the retirement age.
所以他67岁的时候可以退休，如果政府不把那个退休的年纪往上提的话。
You know, today is all about the goodness and the faithfulness of God.
今天都是纪念神的信实跟他的良善的所做的作为。
Today we celebrate the family of God together.
今天我们一起庆祝神的家庭，在一起庆祝。
And my prayer is that the next generation of leaders and members will continue to carry the same spirit of faith and sacrifice, unity and passion for the kingdom of God.
我的祷告就是新一代的教会的同工领袖能够像初期的创始的教会的一样，带着一种信靠的心，合一的心，信靠上帝，一起工作，做神的要我们做的事情。
To the next 20 years when Elder Jim will be a grandpa,
再过20年金弟兄就要可能是成为祖父了。
And Pastor Kenny will be a grandfather of 3 kids.
Pastor Kenny 牧师就要可能有两个孙子的祖父了。
May more will be drawn into the kingdom of God.
用更多的人带你吸引到神的家庭当中。
May Click Church shine so brightly in the city of KC and around our community.
愿归教会在凯西这个社区发光，见证神的荣耀。
So without further ado, I'm going to invite Pastor Kenny to come here, and we want to pray for him as he begins the next lap after his sabbatical rest.
所以我们要请 Kenny 牧师来到前面，我们要特别的为他祷告，在他安息期之后，要带着更大的精力跟精神来带领教会下去的继续的前进。
Can I ask the pastoral team to,
我们可以邀请牧者同工
Let's all stand to our feet and stretch our hand forward. Maybe the management team, if you are here as well.
Yeah, 那我们一起站起来，伸起手为他祷告。
Management team, Let's stretch our hands and pray for our shepherd, our senior pastor of this house.
让我们一起举起的为我们的主任牧师祷告。
I believe the best chapter of Click is yet to be written.
我相信更好的 章节要书写在会教会当中。
I believe God's plan for Click Church is far beyond and above our imagination or what we ask for.
我相信神对会教会的计划和安排远远超过我们所求所想的。
Let's join our faith in unity as we declare and proclaim and begin to pray for God's incredible goodness to come upon this church.
让我们同心可以一起祷告，愿神的特别的旨意。特别的美好的计划在这个教会当中实现。
That through this church, many more will come to the kingdom of God.
通过这个教会，有更多的人来到神的国度当中。
So Father, this morning we come before you as a church family.
天父上帝，我们今天来到你的面前，像一个教会的家庭来到你的面前。
We join our hearts and our faith together as one.
我们同心合意，我们的信心加在一起祷告。
To declare your goodness and your faithfulness.
要宣告你的信实，你的良善。
To declare that your God that never changes.
要宣告你的是神，永远不改变的神。
That you begin a good work, Lord, will also bring it to completion.
你所开始的善工一定会带到完成。
To the day of Jesus Christ's return.
一直到耶稣基督回答的日子。
Lord, we thank you for the sabbatical rest that Pastor Kenny had the last 3 months.
主啊，我们谢谢你 ，Kenny 牧师经过这三个月的安息期。
Father, I pray for a fresh anointing for a new season.
我祷告主啊，主你求Kenny 牧师个更新的灵充满他。
Lord, I pray for a spirit of discernment, wisdom, and understanding to come upon him.
主啊，我们祷告你辨别的智慧，所有的一切的智慧来到Kenny 牧师的生命当中。
Most of all, Lord, I pray that you lead him, Lord, with all wisdom, Lord, to the work you have called him to do.
主啊，我们祷告最先的祷告，你给他智慧，你要他所带领这个教会所要做的工作。
Lord, bless his family. Bless, thank you, Lord, Tim, Isabel, and Zach.
主啊，求你赐福这个家庭，赐福。Kenny, 还有 Thank you, Tim, Isabel, and Jack.
Put a hedge of protection around them and go before them.
用你保护的篱笆围绕着他们，保守他们出入平安。
And most of all, Lord, we want to keep in step with your presence.
主啊，这更重要的，求你每天跟他们同在。
We want to follow the ark and paddle together as one in unity.
我们要跟随你的同在。同心合意的一起向前走。
And Lord, we ask for you, Lord, we ask of you for greater days, O God, ahead of this church.
主啊，我们要求你就更美好、更大的日子在这个教会当中实现。
And we know, Lord, it is your goodness, your strength, your grace, and your favor.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们知道这是你的良善、你的恩慈、你的恩典、你的信实、你的带领。
And we pray all this in Jesus' mighty name.
我们在这祷告是在主耶稣基督大能的名里面。
And all of God's people say,
大家说
Amen, Amen. The Lord bless you. You can be seated
耶稣赐福给
as I hand this time to Pastor Kenny.
我们请牧师Kenny 牧师讲道。
Wow, thank you, Pastor Ken.
哦，谢谢 Ken 牧师。
I saw that you preached the fiery message.
我相信你已经传证到了一个非常火热的讲题。
Now really, we should really honor Pastor Ken, Sister Carol, and where is Claire?
我们要非常的尊敬
Ken, really
Ken 牧师，还有
Carol
师母，还有 Claire 姐妹。
Can you turn to the one next to you and say Jesus loves you?
请你互相转说耶稣爱你。
You can either do this.Or you can do this. Both is fine. Jesus loves you.
或者只是耶稣爱你。
Thank you so much for giving me a 3 month break.
谢谢你给我这三个月的安息期。
In the last 3 months, I lost 5 kilograms.
在过去的三个月，我减肥五公斤。
Yeah, five kilograms. I cycle to the city and back.
我骑车到市中心，然后骑车来回。
And that I nearly died.
这就很还。做很多的事情。
But I'm so glad to be back in the house of God.
所以非常的高兴回到神的家中。
So today as we look back and honor the people that have contributed and to praise Jesus.
当我们今天我们回头看尊敬那些最初开始创建的弟兄姐妹把荣耀归给耶稣基督。
We see families being strengthened.
我们看到家庭得到加强。
We see souls being saved.
我们看到灵魂得到拯救。
We see church being planted.
我们看到教会得到滋长。
In fact, end of last year, we saw a record number of you getting baptized.
那去年实际上我们看到破纪录的人受到得到水洗浸礼。
So when we think about that, we can't help but to think what is the road ahead of us.
当我们看到这所有的一切的时候，我们不能够不想我们前面的道路是什么。
But before we dwell into this topic,
当我们进入这个题目之前
，It's very important I tell something.
很重要的，我告诉大家一些事情。
The story of the church is never about a pastor.
一个教会的故事从来不仅仅是一个牧师的故事。
The story of a church is about Jesus Christ.
教会的故事是关于耶稣基督的故事。
Because the church belongs to Jesus Christ.
因为教会属于耶稣基督的。
Can I get an amen for that?
那大家说阿门吗？
Jesus says, "On this rock, I will build my church."
耶稣说，在这个磐石上，我要建立我的教会。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail.
地狱的门不能够攻击他。
Jesus is the one who saves.
耶稣是拯救的。
Jesus is the one who heals.
耶稣是拯医治你的。
Jesus is one who restores.
耶稣是那个使你重新复原的。
Jesus is the one.
耶稣是那一位。
So today we're going to talk about Jesus.
所以今天我们要讲耶稣。
Can we do that?
我们这样做可以吗？
Give me a big thumbs up if you're okay. We talk about Jesus.
如果你说我们讲耶稣可以吗？
If you are not okay, too bad. I'm still going to talk about Jesus.
如果你不觉得不高兴，没办法，我也是要讲耶稣。
So the question we're going to ask today is this, even as we look at the road ahead.
我们今天要问这个问题，即使我们看作前面的道路。
Do we see Jesus clearly?
我们看到耶稣回来吗？
Do you see Jesus clearly?
你很清楚地看到耶稣吗？
Because the road ahead becomes clearer when we are able to see Jesus clearly.
因为当我们前面的道路看得非常清楚的时候，因为我们看到耶稣在我们的前面。
So today we're going to look...In the Bible passage from Luke chapter 19.
所以我们今天要从路加福音的第十九章，我们看到这个信息。
It's about a man who is searching for Jesus.
这里我们看到一个人寻找耶稣。
And this is one of my favorite stories in the gospel.
这并不是我特别喜欢的，在圣经里面特别喜爱的故事。
I'll tell you why later.
我等下要告诉你为什么。
So in Luke chapter 19.
所以在路加福音的第十九章
，It says.Jay is missing. So it says Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through.
So 在这里说耶稣进了耶利哥，他经过的时候
，A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus.
有个人名字叫撒该
，and he was a chief tax collector.
他是一个税吏长。
He is a very, very rich man.
他是个非常富有的财主。
Now you understand, he's not just a tax collector. He is a chief.The head honcho, the number one man, he's a chief tax collector.
你知道这不仅仅是一个税吏，他并且是税吏长，是一个那个税吏的是那个地方最有权柄的人。
Which means that he has power.
这名意味着他有权柄。
He has money.
他有钱。
And he has influence.
因为他有影响力。
Now the reason why I like this character Zacchaeus.
我为什么喜欢这 character 这个人物呢
？Because the Bible says he's a man of small stature.
因为圣经里面说他长得很小，个子很矮小。
Some Bible translations say he is a short man.
那有些圣经的里面说他是矮小的人。
So if some of you are vertically challenged, this is a good story for you.
所以如果你们要讲一个要讲一个非常挑战的这个非常好的故事。
I love this. I can identify with Zacchaeus.
我想喜欢这个故事，因为跟这个很相像。
So Zacchaeus heard that Jesus is coming to town.
所以撒该听到耶稣来到这个城镇。
And then there was a huge crowd ahead of him.
就很大的人群在他前面。
And because of his short stature.
因为他长得矮小
，He couldn't see Jesus.
他看不到耶稣。
So what did he do?
他做什么呢
？He climbed a tree.
所以他爬到树上。
He climbed a tree.
这是个人爬到树上。
Now you need to understand this is very important.
你要知道这是非常重要的事情。
Now in that culture, if you are a powerful man, you are full of dignity.
在那个文化当中，如果你是个非常有权柄的人，你是非常有尊严的。
If you have money, if you are successful, if you are powerful, you have a chief tax collector, you don't run.
如果你有钱，你有权柄，你是个最高税事长，你不需要跑的。
You certainly do not climb.
自然的，你不要奉献。
But he climbed.
你不要爬树，但是他爬到了树上。
But here's the thing.
但这个事情是
Zacchaeus represents a lot of the people in our culture.
撒该代表了我们这个文化当中的许多的人。
In fact, Zacchaeus has climbed many trees before.
事实上，撒该爬过很多的树，在他之前。
He has climbed the ladder of success.
他爬着成功的，往成功方面往上爬。
He has climbed the ladder of money.
他往金钱的梯子上往上爬。
He has climbed the ladder of power.
他往着权力的梯子上往上爬。
He has all these things, right?
他有了所有的这所有的一切。
But yet his heart is still not satisfied.
但是他的心没有给他满足。
There's another tree he needed to climb.
所以另外一个树他需要爬的。
He wanted to see Jesus.
他要看耶稣。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗?
There is something that what Bible teaches and what the world has in common.
你知道这是一些圣经里面教导我们的，在这个世界上是很通俗的。
That is one truth.
那是一个真理。
Is that our hearts are restless.
我们的心是没有平静的。
Then the truth is, our world preach a gospel to us every day too.
你知道吗？真实的是，我们这个世界上每天也向我们传福音。
There are different gospels being preached.
那有不同的福音在那边一直的宣讲。
And the gospel is meant to rescue us, to save us.
那福音意思是要救赎我们，就拯救我们的。
Now, the gospel that the world is preaching is this.
那这个世界上的福音传给我们的是什么呢？
In order for you to feel better about yourself,
你要觉得你觉得你自己感觉到非常良好。
You need to get a certain thing.
你要得到一些的事物。
In fact, those of you that work in marketing, you will know this very well.
那些在市场上做行销的，你知道这些非常的好。
Especially those that work in the luxury market.
特别是在那些高端市场的。
Because when you sell, you're not selling a product per se.
因为你贩卖的时候，你卖的销售的不只是一个产品。
So I know a friend, he sells luxury watches.
我知道一个朋友，他卖那个高端的手表。
He said minimal purchase is 10,000, and that's a starting point, 10,000.
他说这个手表的起点是10,000块。
And he goes up to 6 or 7 digits.
然后你到一直往上找到6到7个位数的。
So I asked him, so how do you sell those watches?
所以我就问他，你怎么卖这样的手表呢？
He said, no, I don't sell these watches.
他说不，我不卖这些手表。
I sell what this watch represents.
我卖的是这个手表所代表的身份。
When you wear this watch,
当你戴着这个手表的时候
，it means you have arrived, brother.
这意味着兄弟啊，你已经达到那个位置了。
You see, it's a status symbol.
这个是标志。
The good news that he is preaching is that when, after you wear this watch, you can feel so good about yourself because you have reached a certain level.
他的好消息给他所讲的福音就是，你知道你戴上这个手表的时候，你就达到了一个程度，你就达到了那个高度，你就感觉到非常的好。
So all of us were actually preaching a certain gospel to ourselves.
就很多人给我们自己传不同的福音。
So let's continue the story.
让我们继续这个故事。
So when Jesus reached where Zacchaeus was,
所以耶稣到了撒该的那个地方。
Jesus stopped.
耶稣停下来。
He then looked up.
然后他抬起头来。
And then he called Zacchaeus by name.
然后他就叫撒该这个名字。
And he said, Zacchaeus.
然后他说撒该。
Today.
今天。
I must come to your house for a meal.
我必须到你家里吃饭。
Now that's a big deal, man.
那是个很大的事情，知道吗？
Now if you read the scripture,
如果你读了那个圣经那个故事，
there were a whole crowd, they were following Jesus.
你知道很多人在跟随着，一大群人在跟随着耶稣。
And then when they saw Jesus talking to Zacchaeus and asking him to go to his house for a meal, they were all shocked and they began to grumble.
当他们看到耶稣呼召呼撒该，并且告诉撒该说要到他家里去吃饭的时候，他们都感到非常的惊讶，并且开始的抱怨了。
Now the reason why they grumble is because Zacchaeus represents the traitor of the own people.
你知道他为什么抱怨呢？因为撒该是代表的，撒该
他是一个叛徒。
哦，是代表那个民族的叛徒。
Because he's collecting tax on behalf of the Roman emperor.
因为撒该他收税是代表为罗马帝国统治他们的人收税的。
And more than that, he actually collected more than he should, and he enriched himself. So he is like the enemy of the state.
他就好像他不仅仅是为统治他们的敌国收税，并且收的更多，使他自己能够得到财富。所以对他们来说，这个是敌人来说，对整个的民族来说。
So I'm going to speak in Mandarin just one bit, yeah. For those of you that speak in English, yeah, just bear with me.
So 我要牧师要讲个中文。
He is like a 走狗。
Okay, if English street translation, walking dog.
It means he's a traitor.
Traitor. Okay.
Okay. Walking dog. Yeah, traitor.
Chinese English.
Okay. So everybody hates him.
所以每个人都很害他。
Running dog, yeah.Everybody hates him.
很多人都恨痛恶他。
But Jesus thought.
但耶稣是这样想。
So when Jesus said, "I'm coming to your house for a meal," everyone's mind was just blown away.
所以当耶稣说我要到家里你家里吃饭的时候，很多人都晕倒了。
I mean, they're thinking, "What's wrong with you, Jesus?"
他们在想，耶稣你有什么问题呀？
Don't you know he's a traitor of our own people?
你不知道他是我们这个民族的叛徒吗？
You shouldn't go to his house for a meal.
你不能够到他家里吃饭的。
In that culture, having a meal means a fellowship. Means I accept you.
在那个文化当中，跟他一起吃饭是代表我跟你有团契，我接受你。
So the people just could not take it.
所以那些人就没办法接受的。
But here's the thing.
但这是一个事情。
Everything changes when we truly see Jesus.
每件事情都改变，当我们确实的看到耶稣的时候
，The crowd could not understand Jesus.
那些人群不知道耶稣，不知明白耶稣。
Because the crowd only see a traitor.
但因那些人群只是看到一个叛徒。
A crowd could only see a man who cannot be saved.
那一个人，这群人只能看到一个人是不能够跟他亲近的。
And then the Bible gives us a clue why Jesus stopped.
那圣经给我们一个线索，为什么耶稣停下来
？Because at the end of the story, Luke inserts a Bible verse.
因为在故事的结束的时候，路加写了一个更多的故事在里面。
You want to know the verse?
你知道那个经节吗
？He says this.
他这样说
：“Jesus, the Son of Man, came to seek and save the lost.”
他在里面说，人子来是为了寻找。拯救丧失的人。
I have a question for you.
我有问题问大家。
Who is the lost?
谁是失丧的人呢
？Who is the lost?
谁是失丧的人
？A lot of people would say Zacchaeus is the lost.
很多人会说撒该是个失丧的人。
I mean, he is actually pretty lost.
他确实他是真的迷失了。
I mean, he's so greedy that he betrayed his own people.
他是这样的贪心，剩下叛变了，背叛了他的自己的人群。
You know, I love the Bible because as we read it in context, because the previous chapters, Luke actually gives us a glimpse of the meaning of lost.
我喜欢圣经，因为我们在这圣经的我们前面的后面前面的几段，我们读到路加给我们一个小小的见证，就是说耶稣乃是要拯救那些失丧的。
In Luke 15, we have the lost coin,
在路加,
the lost sheep, and the lost son.
在路加福音的第十五章里面，路加写的有失去的丢失的铜钱，丢失的羊群，还有迷失的孩子。
And the lostness that Luke is capturing is the disconnection between us and God, The Son and the Father, the sheep and the shepherd is a disconnection.
那路加这里所写的十善呢，他的意思是人跟神之间，羊跟牧者之间，我的打了话，羊跟牧者，人跟神，还有就关系当中十善的没有在一起的
复合子，
哦，复合子， yeah. 父亲跟儿子之间的不合的关系十善。
Ezekiel's lost.
撒该十善了吗
？Yes or no? It's not a trick question. Ezekiel's lost.
撒该是丧失的吗？
Is the crowd lost?
但人群是失散的吗
？I am lost.
我是失散的。
The truth is this.
这是一个真实的。
All of us, we have a certain lostness in us.
我们每个人当中，在我们的生命当中都有失散的地方。
A certain part in our life that is disconnected from.God the Father who loves us.
有些部分在我们的生命当中跟我们天父上帝是失散的，没跟他连接在一起的。
You know what Jesus did?
你知道耶稣做什么？
He went to have a meal.
他跟撒该一起吃饭。
I wonder as I read this scripture, because Jesus is all-knowing, right?
我在想，我们知道耶稣他知道所有的一切。
Why didn't Jesus just stop and tell Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus?You are a sinful man. You should repent.
为什么耶稣不停下来对着撒该说，撒该，你是有罪恶的人，你需要悔改。
Why didn't Jesus do that?
为什么耶稣不这样说？
Because this is the character of God that you must know.
因为是上帝的品格，你必须知道的。
Without knowing this truth, you will not be able to grow.
如果你不知道这个真理，你就没办法成长。
That is, grace comes before transformation.
这就是恩典在你的生命改变之前，恩典就来到。
Okay, if you can repeat with me in English, yeah. Say grace comes before transformation.
那我们重复这句话，
恩
典在
改
变
之前
临到。
Grace,
恩典
，the grace of Jesus Christ come upon Zacchaeus.
耶稣的恩典 来临到撒该的生命当中。
He had a meal with Zacchaeus first.
他跟撒该 先在一起吃饭。
Under intense pressure from the crowd.
离开那些很、在耶稣在很多的 人群的压力之下的跟撒该一起吃饭。
I could imagine the crowd jeering him, you know, like, what's wrong with you, Jesus?
我在想那些人群在那边呼喊，在那边说，耶稣你有什么问题？
Jesus just had a meal with Zacchaeus.
耶稣只是跟撒该一起吃饭。
You know what's the end result of the meal?
你知道这个吃饭之后的结果是什么吗？
Now, if you know your Bible, Zacchaeus repented and returned a huge sum of money to the people.
如果你知道的话，圣经的故事，你知道撒该悔改了，他把很多的钱财还给人家。
There is a similar story just before this story, couple of stories.
那一个相似的故事，在这故事之前
，That's why Luke is he is such a smart man when he wrote the Bible, arranged the Bible, and the story is about the rich young ruler.
在这个故事之前的几个故事，这个路加是非常著名，他写了一个非常富有的财主少年人。
I want you to think about the two stories together.
我要你思想这两个故事在一起思想。
Is the rich young ruler rich?
那个年轻的财富他很富有吗
？Yes，
是是的。
Is he powerful？
那个年轻
的财富他是非
常成立吗
？Is he successful？
他很成功吗
？And more than that， he is actually well respected from his community。
更重要的，他是在他的社群当中是得到非常尊敬的。
He is the gold standard of what it means to be a Jew。
他是个对犹太人来说，他是个金色的，就非常的标准的标幻魔幻的人物。
In fact, he came to Jesus.
事实上，他来找耶稣。
He said, "Jesus, what can I do to be saved?"
他对耶稣说：“耶稣，我要做什么，我可以得到拯救
？”Jesus said, "Hey, you know the drill. You know the Ten Commandments."
耶稣说：“啊，你知道诫命吗？你知道十诫吗
？”The young rich young ruler said, "Yeah, of course. I've done that since I was young."
那年轻的财主是说：“当然知道，我从小就一直遵守了。”
The rich young ruler, the gold standard of the Israel, and Zacchaeus, totally despised by the people who has salvation.
那现在那个年轻的财主在犹太人当中是魔幻的，跟这个撒该相比，谁是得到拯救的？
Who has salvation?
谁得到拯救呢？ 谁得到救恩呢？
Zacchaeus.
是撒该得到拯救了。
It's not what we can bring to God, you know.
并不是我们可以给上帝带来什么。
Is are we willing to receive the grace of God?
而是我们是不是愿意接受上帝的恩典？
You see, because when the grace of God, when the gospel transforms a person, it will also start to shape a community.
你知道，当福音改变一个人的生命的时候，他也很好的开始塑造了一个群体。
Zacchaeus was profoundly transformed.
撒该是完全的改变了。
And then he became a different person.
他就成为另外一个人。
Because he had an encounter with Jesus.
因为他跟耶稣相见相遇了。
And I want you to imagine this.
那我要你想象这个事情。
A church belongs to God begins to form around the person of Jesus. Amen.
当耶稣教会是耶稣所建立的，当人群开始围绕着耶稣的时候
，The church is never centered around a person.
那耶稣教会从来不是建立在原则上面
It's never centered around a committee.
教会的中心从来不是社区
，But a church is centered around the person of Jesus Christ.
教会的中心从来就是耶稣。
And I want you to see this.
我要你大家看到这个。
Because the gospel has entered, because the grace of God has entered.
因为福音传来, 因为上帝的恩典进来,
and then when you are filled with the love of God,
我们被上帝的爱所充满,
you will become a loving person.
你就成为一个非常可爱的人。
That's a very powerful parenting tip here.
这是个非常好的, 非常重要的做父母的, 教导。
So for parents, I just want to briefly say one or two things.
作为父母，对父母来说，我给你一两个技巧。
Grace comes before transformation.
恩典在一切改变之前。
My children will know this for sure. I hope so.
我希望我的孩子确实的知道这一切。
No matter what they do, they are first my children.
不管他们做什么，首先他们是我的孩子。
They start with a full mark.
他们要开始一个非常完整的记号在那边。
Do you know that in Christ you start with a full mark?
你知道在主耶稣基督里面我们是充满的。
Okay, if you are not sure, we need to work on your theology, all right? In Christ we start with a full mark.
我们在主耶稣基督里面我们是被充满的。
There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen?
在主耶稣基督里面我们是不被责备,
the good news of Jesus Christ is that everything that he has done can be imputed to you.
好消息就是耶稣在他生命当中所做的一切全部的给了你。
His righteousness is yours.
耶稣的义是属于你的。
His death is yours.
他的死亡是属于你的。
He died so that you may live.
他死了所以你可以活。
Okay, so we understand that it starts with 100%. Amen?
所以我们开始的时候我们的分数是满分是100%的。
So we tell our children that our first base, our foundation, the relationship is never in question.
所以我们要告诉我们的孩子这一件事情我们的之间的关系从来不要有问题没有问题的。
Dad and mom will always love you.
父母总是爱你。
So that's grace, amen?
那这就是恩典。
But Jesus Christ is both grace and truth.
那耶稣本身是恩典并且是真理。
If it's all grace and truth, do you know what's going to happen?
如果仅仅都只是恩典没有真理的话呢？
You're going to have some spoiled bread around, man.
你是会非常被宠坏的孩子在那边。
If it's all truth and no grace, do you know what's going to happen?
如果仅仅只是真理而没有恩典的话，你知道会发生什么事情？
You're going to have a very angry children.
你就会有一个非常充满怒气抱怨的孩子。
Constantly having to prove themselves to you that I'm worthy of your love.
一直要向你表现说我值得你爱我。
But Jesus is not like that.
那耶稣不是这样子的。
God loves us.
神爱我们。
Hence, we love God and love one another.
所以我们就爱神并且爱。
And that because Jesus is Lord,
并且因为耶稣是主
，we want to follow him。
我们要跟随他。
We know that whatever the Lord says is for our good。
你知道，不管主些什么，主说些什么，对我们来说都是最好的。
We then become a Christ-centered person。
然后我们就变成耶稣基督为中心的人。
Let's keep going。
让我们继续往前走。
Because Jesus breathed His Spirit in us。
因为耶稣把他的灵吹到我们的身上。
We become a spirit-filled people.
我们被成为被圣灵所充满的人。
Do you know what is a spirit-filled people?
你知道被圣灵所充满的人是什么样子的吗？
Any idea?
有什么主意？
Is it just you can heal the sick?
那仅仅是你可以医治病人吗？
Is it because you can prophesy?
因为你是会讲预言吗？
Is it because you can speak in tongues?
或者是你会讲方言吗？
Is that what spirit filled meant?
那圣灵充满就是这些吗？
I mean, those are good. I mean, if you can do that, amazing. Praise the Lord. But is that what spirit filled meant?
那你说这些都很好，医治病啊，讲方言啊，讲预言啊，这些都非常好。但这是圣灵充满的人吗？
I'll submit to you, it's much more than that.
那我告诉你，远远超过这些。
One who is filled by the Spirit means one who is influenced by the Spirit.
那些被圣灵所充满的人，意味着他是被圣灵所影响的人。
One that is influenced by the Spirit will do what Jesus says.
那些被圣灵所影响的人，他要做耶稣要他做的事情。
Because the Bible says the Holy Spirit will remind you.Of what Christ has done, of what He said. Holy Spirit is the one who will guide you and lead you to become more and more like Jesus.
那耶稣圣经里面告诉我们说，那圣灵会提醒你耶稣所教导所做的，圣灵会带领你做神他要你所做的一切的事情，耶稣使你越来越像耶稣。
Hence, that is so important we understand the Bible.
所以我们非常的重要的，我们非常重要的去明白圣经是非常的重要。
Because the primary way of God speaking to us is through His word, not through the pastor.
因为上帝最当初、最初、最原始给我们的话语是通过圣经，并不是通过牧师。
The primary way that God speaks to us is through the word of God.
上帝最初的、最原始的告诉我们的话语是通过上帝的话语，圣经。
In fact, I will submit to you the things that I say that is not according to the word of God. I ask you to discard it immediately.
事实上，我要告诉大家，如果我所说的话跟圣经不符合的话，你马上就要不要去理睬它，放弃掉。
And because Jesus calls us to follow Him, we become a disciple-making people.
因为耶稣叫我们去。跟从他，所以我们成为栽培门徒的人。
So many of us wonder, what is the road ahead for Click Church?
所以很多人在想，Click教会的前程是什么？前面的道路是什么样子的
？Our vision is the vision of Jesus Christ.
我们的意向，我们的意向是耶稣基督的意向。
That's the reason we say we are a God-loving, Christ-centered, Spirit-filled.Word-grounded disciple-making church.
这就是为什么我们会说我们的教会是爱神的，以耶稣基督为中心的，以圣经为基础的，圣灵充满的，爱栽培门徒的教会。
And that is the vision of Jesus.
那就是耶稣的意向给我们的。
Now here comes the difficult question.
现在来到一个困难的问题。
How do we actually live out that vision?
我们怎样发展我们的意向，活出我们的意向来
do you want to know how we live out to that vision?
你要知道我们怎样活出这个意向来吗？
You have to come next 2 weeks.
你要下面两个星期一定要来教会来听。
In fact, the theme for us this year is gospel living every day.
事实上我们是这个这今年的主题，对我们教会今年的主题是每天活在福音当中。
The only way for us to become more like Jesus is that the gospel of Jesus changes from the inside out.
唯一的能够活出耶稣给我们的意象是耶稣的福音在我们的生命当中活出来。
Do you realize that Jesus never comment on Zacchaeus' behavior?
你看到耶稣从来没有命令人做一些什么特别的事情。
as in Zacchaeus' behavior.
Oh, Jesus从来没有指责撒该做了什么事情。
Because Jesus works with his heart first.
因为耶稣在撒该的心头先动工了。
Because when the heart change,
因为当里面的心改变的时候,
behavior comes.
他的行为也跟随出来了。
The world often focuses on the behavior.
这个世界上经常注视着外表的行为,
but Jesus is something much more powerful.
但耶稣所做的更有能力的,
change our heart.
改变我们的心。
So in closing,
在结束的时候,
you know, Zacchaeus thought he was seeking for Jesus.
你想, 撒该在那边想, 他要看耶稣,
but the truth is,
但实际上是,
Jesus had already been seeking for Zacchaeus.
耶稣早就已经在寻找他了。
I wonder for some of us in this room,
我在想有些人我们在这个地方的一些人,
what tree are you climbing today?
你今天在爬什么样的树呢?
Have a think.
想一想,
I want you, right now, I want you to close your eyes.
我想要请你闭上眼睛。
We're going to come to a time of a divine moment to spend with God.
我们要进入一个时间要跟神同在的时间。
No one look around, please.
大家请不要互相看来看去。
Close your eyes, bow your head, because the Lord wants to speak to you.
闭上眼睛，低下头， 因为神要给你说话。
What tree are you climbing today?
今天你在爬哪一棵树？
Would you like to experience the grace of God?
你要去经历上帝的恩典吗？
Only the good news of Jesus Christ can change you from the inside out.
只有耶稣基督的福音可以帮助你从里到外的改变。
If today you are climbing on the wrong tree,
如果你今天爬在错误的树上面,
Jesus is not going to rebuke you.
耶稣不会责备你。
But Jesus is saying, come to the right tree.
那耶稣会说, 来爬到正确的树上面。
Come to the tree of Jesus Christ.
来到耶稣的这个生命树上面。
And that tree,
那这个树,
the Bible says is the cross.
那个圣经里面说是十字架。
Christ died so that you may live.
耶稣死了所以你可以活。
Christ died so that you may live.
耶稣死了所以你可以活。
Wouldn't you want that?
你要这些吗？
So perhaps for the next 10 and 20 seconds,
那我们这接下的10到20秒时间,
would you come before the Lord and say, Lord, I truly want to experience your grace.
你要会来到主的面前说, 主啊, 我要确实地经历你的恩典。
Fill me with your love.
用你的爱充满我。
Rescue me.
拯救我。
Rescue me from myself.
从我自己当中拯救出来。
Change my heart.
改变我的心。
God is so good.
神真是良善。
Why don't we all stand?
让我们大家一起起来。
We're going to sing this closing song.